第十五章，
路加二十四章，路加福音二十四章，最后路加福音最后一章。
This will be our last study in the book of Luke. We'll be completing the study.
今天是学习路加福音最后一次课。今天我们会把24章最后一段查完。
Now you know that this book was written by Luke, of course. It has his name in the front.
这本书的作者呢是路加，就是我们前面讲到的这个名字哈。
And Luke was a medical doctor.
路加呢是一个医生
who, as a medical doctor, understood the human condition.
所以作为一个医生呢，他理解人的一切的境况。
And as such, he presents to us, Jesus the man.
所以他给我们展现的是人。耶稣以一个人的这个本性来展现给我们的。
And also, in parallel with Jesus as the man, we see man's condition, the human condition.
所以他告诉我们的都是耶稣在人性，人子，他作为人子的这个形象，这方面的内容。
So,It's been a journey through the book of Luke, seeing how Jesus, the man, the God-man, has interacted with the fallen human race, and has, he has carried our sorrows, he's borne our griefs, and he sympathizes with the human condition.
所以在整个路加里面你会看见耶稣他是一直的怜悯人的需要承担人的忧伤和痛苦他完完全全是站在一个人的角度来体会我们一切感受的。这就是路加记述耶稣的这个角度。
So Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, there's a lot of human touches.
所以在整个福音路加的福音书里面有很多很感动人心的部分。
And it what it does, it brings before our minds the love of God for us.
所以展现给我们的都是让我们看见从神而来的爱是何等的大。
Because Christ, the Lord Jesus, is God himself manifest in the flesh.
因为耶稣是神自己道成肉身显现在人里面就是耶稣。
We're given a lot of details about his birth.
因为我们讲到了在这里面讲到很多关于他出生的细节。
And, his compassion for children and for his respect and giving women a proper place, proper honor that they should have.
他也展现了他对孩子对很多小孩子的爱以及他对很多跟随他妇女的这个尊重超乎当时的这个环境的这个尊重。
Now, in this last study, the Lord Jesus is preparing his disciples for what's ahead.
在最后这边呢，耶稣开始要为他的门徒们准备他要走的这么一个情景了。
He's leaving them in body, but not in spirit.
他们要在身体上。他要走了，要分开了，但是灵里面并没有离开。
So he's going to appear to them and instruct them over a period of 40 days before he ascends to heaven in his Father.
所以在他从死里复活以后，他要跟他的门徒讲一些命令和一些安慰的话呢，要讲40天之久，在之后他才回到天父那里去。
And so we're going to see a great change in these disciples. As we look at this scripture today.
那我们今天会看见很在门徒这里很大的这些人的改变啊，今天我们会看见。
Let's read then.
来读。
And for the sake of our connection, we'd like to read from chapter 24 and verse 33, and we'll read right through to the end of the chapter, and then we'll comment on the individual verses and sections.
那为了我们联系的跟上次能联系起来呢，我们从33节开始读，一直读到最后53节，这样呢能够我们一点一点在一节一节往下查。那我们先顺序读一下啊，路加福音24章33节，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，
说主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
对，
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是鬼。
耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？
你们看我的手和的脚，就知道实在是我的了。摸我看看，回无骨无肉，你们看我是你的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？
他们便给他一片烧鱼。
他接过来在他们面前吃，在他们面前吃了。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开了他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经。
又对他们说，照经上所写，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦。
你们就是这些事的见证。
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从头上来的能力。
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去。
赏赐典礼，称颂神。
Amen.
So there are two locations that are described here. Two different places where the Lord is meeting with his disciples.
这段话里面讲到两个地点啊，耶稣在那两个地点跟他的门徒见面。
First, we have them in the upper room, that probably is where he had eaten the Last Supper with them.
第一个呢是他在一个楼上，极有可能是他们在吃最后的晚餐的那个楼的楼上。
And so, there's that upper room, scene.Which we'll look at first. And then, of course, he leads them out from there, from Jerusalem to Bethany, which is just about 3 miles from Jerusalem on the backside of the Mount of Olives.
所以在这个楼上之后呢，耶稣会把他们带到伯大尼。伯大尼呢，离耶路撒冷大概3英里，就是在那个橄榄山的山那一边。
So we have the two that we talked about last week. They were on their way from Jerusalem back to their home in Emmaus.
所以我们看见有两个人呢，他们是从耶路撒冷回以马忤斯的路上，他们遇见了耶稣。我们上一次提到了。
And you remember the story. How they were very sad as they walked along.
你们都记得这个故事，当他们走回家的路上，他们是多么的哀伤。
They had hoped that Jesus was the Messiah and would overthrow the Romans and bring in the kingdom.
他们都认为呢，耶稣是那个弥赛亚，要来推翻罗马统治，建立他们自己国度的那个弥赛亚。
They had believed some of the scriptures, but not all of the scriptures.
他们相信的这个是圣经，旧约圣经的启示是一部分，但不是全部。
And of course, some of the scriptures said that it would be in Jerusalem where the king would reign.
所以有部分的圣经的确这么说，在耶路撒冷未来那个王要做王统治。
It was also prophesied it would be in Jerusalem where the king would be killed. And rise again.
也同样，另外的圣经，旧约圣经也预言呢，也是在耶路撒冷，那个未来的王呢，要被杀，要复活。
But now their hopes were in a living Messiah, not a dead Messiah.
但是他们的盼望就在那个前面那个活着的弥赛亚，那个救世主，而不是在那个死了的弥赛亚。
And they were walking along in deep disappointment.
所以他们在走回以马忤斯的路上非常非常的失望。
They had their backs to the place that God had chosen.
所以他们背对着那个耶路撒冷啊，神预拣选的那个地方。
And so they were going home. Emmaus is only about 6 or 7 miles from Jerusalem.
以马忤斯呢，离耶路撒冷大概也就6到7英里啊。他们现在背对着耶路撒冷要去以马忤斯。
But it might as well have been 6 or 7,000 miles.
啊，所以，但是从他们心灵可能的确就是像六七千英里那么远了。
The distance couldn't be measured on the earth. It was a spiritual distance.
对，所以距离不是在地上的这个衡量方法，是灵里的衡量方法，就失望了以后他就离得太远。
And then what does the Lord Jesus do?
那耶稣做了一些，主耶稣做了一些什么事呢？
Leave them there?
把他们丢在那个地方吗？
He comes alongside.
耶稣来到他们面前，陪伴他。
And he always does that. When we're in trouble, when we have needs, it's his love. He comes alongside like a good parent or a good friend.
我们他总是这样的，当我们在麻烦里，当我们在需要里呢，他总是像一个很好的朋友来到我们的身边陪伴我们。
They didn't need a lecture.
他们不需要一通这个演讲。
They needed a friend.
他们需要一个朋友。
And he came along.
然后这个朋友就来了。
And you know how the story ends, how he gently brings them to understand the scriptures.
你也知道这个故事最后的结果是什么样。耶稣怎么样带着这两个门徒最后明白了整个圣经，然后
And then they invite him in to their home.
然后呢，两个门徒就邀请耶稣到他们家去。
And remember it was when he took the bread, and broke the bread that suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him.
你都记得哈，当耶稣去把那个饼掰开的时候，他们突然之间看见，意识到这个是谁。
And, then they got up again after he disappeared, and they, in verse 33, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
所以在33节他们在即使耶稣立刻消失了以后呢，他们立刻起身就回到耶路撒冷去了。
I'm sure the journey back to Jerusalem was a much shorter journey than it was to Emmaus the other way.
我相信回到耶路撒冷的这个路程啊，肯定是非常在他们心里是非常短的一段路程，远比去到以马忤斯的那个路程要短。
They were so excited.
因为他们太高兴。
That they had seen the Lord.
因为他们看见了，又看见了复活的主。
Everything had changed for them.
所有的事都改变了。
And they said, it's true, the Lord has risen.
所以他们说，是真的，主已经复活了。
So in verse 35 it says, then the two told what Jesus, told what happened on the way, And how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
所以35节说，两个人就把路上所遇见的和擘饼时候怎么被他们认出来的事都说了一遍。
Now, last week, I suggested that, when he broke the bread, they could see the nail marks in his hands, and, that would be they identified. But the scripture doesn't exactly say that.
所以上周呢，我们讲过这个可能性，就是当耶稣把饼剥开的时候，他手上的钉痕是一个特别重要的信号啊，就是他就是那个主。虽然圣经没有这么明确的讲。
It doesn't say that he was recognized by them by the prints in his hands.
因为这里没有讲说耶稣是因为他手上的钉痕被这两个门徒认出来的。
Although that may have been part of it.
那应该这个也许是那个部分的原因。
It was the very familiar action of him taking bread and breaking it.
因为至少在当时他们这种擘饼的行动呢，是对两个门徒来说是非常熟悉的，因为这个是耶稣传给他们。
Twice it's recorded in the scriptures that the Lord Jesus fed great multitudes of people.
所以两次哈，在圣经里面讲到耶稣喂养了很多很多的人啊，一次四千人，一次五千人。
Once he fed 4,000, and on another occasion it was 5,000, and these were men, so besides women and children, could have been up to 10 or 12,000.
因为一次讲到是 4,000, 一次讲到 5,000, 都是数的是男人哈，如果算上妇女和儿童，应该都是要每次都要超过10,000人了。
And, how he fed them was a small boy's lunch.
因为他怎么样去喂养呢，是通过一个小男孩的午餐，就是从这个开始来喂养别人。
On the one occasion, it was 5 little buns and 2 fishes.
因为那个小男孩在一次呢，他人群中的一个小男孩，他带了五个饼呢，两条鱼。
Now let's just see what the disciples would have seen.
然后我们来看门徒当时看见了什么哈。
It says that he took the bread, he took the food, and he gave thanks.To his father.
因为呢，他说他拿起这个食物来啊，他就向天父去祝谢。
And they had baskets, large baskets there in front of him.
然后他们前面有特别大的篮子。
And as he would break the bread and put it in the baskets, there was still bread there as he broke it. It was this miracle.
所以这个神迹是呢。就是不停的耶稣就这个饼啊就掰开丢到那个篮子里啊他一直有他手上的饼就一直不消失这就是一个神迹啊一直掰一直有一直掰一直有。
So how many times had they seen him actually break bread?
所以你可以想象有多少次他的门徒看见耶稣在掰开饼啊掰开饼因为要喂养的这么多人。
And then, they had,He had given, after one of those times when he had fed them, in John chapter 6, verse 33.
在约翰福音六章三十六节就讲到这个耶稣是生命的粮啊。耶稣在喂养了这五千人之后讲了一篇道。约翰福音六章三十六节。
Six thirty-three.
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
And verses 34 and 35.
34和35节。他们说主啊常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴。
And so here he gives teaching to the people and to his disciples in particular, and that,and this was just after he had fed 5,000.
所以这个是他刚好行了这喂饱五千人的神迹之后，耶稣给到他的门徒的一个专门的教导。
In John chapter 6 verse 11 it says there, Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fishes.
所以在约翰福音6章11节说耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
Now the miracle that he gave of feeding the 5,000, that was just for to satisfy their temporary hunger.
所以他给到五千人，喂饱五千人的这个神迹，只是满足了他们短暂的一个饥饿哈，一顿而已。
But the people were still spiritually hungry.
但他里面呢，属灵里一直会是饥饿的，那个是持续的。
We can have everything in life.
我们很可能在生命当中有一切的东西。
We can have youth and health and wealth and beauty. We can have everything, but still be hungry inside.
我们可能会有健康、年轻、有钱财、有地上的一切，但是我们里面还是很饥饿。
And that's what Jesus came to do, was to satisfy that deep.Spiritual hunger in man's heart.
这就是耶稣来的目的，他就是要给我们里面那深深的属灵的饥饿呢，给我们饱足。
That's why he said, "I'm the bread from heaven."
这就是他说我是从天上而来的粮，就是这个意思。
And let's see.Yes, there. What does it say? I'm the bread of life. Right here.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is. He says, "Yes, I am the bread of life." He says.
对，耶稣35节说，我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
对，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And so his disciples would understand that. Now, whether there's the two on the road to Emmaus that day, whether they had been there that day when he fed the 5,000, I don't know.
所以这两个去以马忤斯的门徒，他们那天五千人神迹的时候，他们在不在呢？我们不是很清楚。
But they would certainly have known, being told by the rest of the disciples of these events.
但他至少肯定是被其他的门徒告诉过哈，关于这个神迹，他们是知道的。
And so when he took the bread that day, it was in their home that evening rather. It was all this came back to them.
所以当那天晚上，以马忤斯两个门徒在看见耶稣掰开那个饼的时候呢，所有这一切的事情他们就都想起来了。
Notice what he says in Luke chapter 24 verses 30 and 31.
我们回到路加的24章，你看到在30到31节他们讲的。
When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it.
到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开。
And he began to give it to them.
递给他们。
Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
然后他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。
And he disappeared from their sight.
然后耶稣就不见了。
So it was the action, this very familiar action that in breaking of the bread and giving it to them. This was the one that had come himself and given himself for the world, the life of the world.
所以这个把饼剥开来递出去这个事情啊，对于两个门徒来说非常的熟悉，因为这就是主来这地上把自己给出去的，就这么一个形象，他以前也是这么做的。
And just three nights before, the disciples were all gathered in the upper room, wasn't it? And the Lord Jesus, after the Passover, says he took bread and he gave thanks. And he said, eat. This is my body which is given for you.
所以在三天之前的那个晚上，耶稣在那个楼上的那个房间里跟他们的门徒说，掰开这个饼说，这个吃，这是我的身体。
Of course, he was sitting there. It wasn't actually his body that they were. It was a symbol, wasn't it, of God giving him his son to mankind so that mankind might be saved.
所以他的身体坐在那，肯定不是指着他的真正的那个肉体。这就有个比喻的意思，是指上帝把他自己的儿子赐给人，让他们可以靠着这个得救。
How do we, as it were, eat God's provision for us?
那我们怎么样用这个词说吃上帝给我们的供应呢？
It's simply by faith. We believe. We receive what God offers us.
这是完完全全靠着信心，就我们相信接受上帝给我们提供的一切，这就吃进来了。
So he says in John, he says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. That's verse 35 of John 6.
对，这就是约翰福音六章三十五节讲的。他说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴，就是这个意思。
So the two of them, they hurry back and they go to the upper room where they know the disciples are all gathered together, and they tell them what had happened in their house in Emmaus, 7 miles away.
所以那两个人呢，立刻起身回耶路撒冷去了。他又回到那个楼上，因为他知道剩下的门徒都会在那聚会，他就去那个楼上跟其他的门徒讲他们在以马忤斯所碰到的事情。
Now, I don't know how long that took them to tell the story about how Jesus appeared to them, but could have taken an hour or more.
我也不知道到底讲了多长时间，讲耶稣前后跟他们显现这些事，也许要超过一个小时。
But it says here in verse 36 that even while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
36节呢？他说他们正说话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
What was their reaction?
他们的反应是什么？
They were startled and frightened.
他们很害怕，惊慌啊。
But he had appeared to Simon Peter and to this two on the road to Emmaus and to other women that had reported it.
但你要知道，他已经向西门彼得显现了，向这两个门徒显现了，去向很多妇女的墓边也显现了。这个他已经显现过很多次了。
Why would they be startled for one thing and frightened even more? Why would they be frightened?
为什么即便这样，他们还是会惊慌，甚至感到很害怕呢？
The Lord understood that they would be frightened. He knew their condition.
耶稣知道他们的心啊，知道他们会害怕。
Their condition was not quite right yet, was it?
就他们的情况呢，还不是完全的，对哈，在那个状态下。
If they believed that Jesus had truly risen from the dead, they would have welcomed his presence.
如果他们真的相信耶稣已经从死里复活了，在这种情况下，他们一定会上去欢迎他。
But you see, we're so slow. The human condition is such that we are so slow to believe what God has promised to us.
所以你会看见我们人啊，做我们人的情况，我们真的是很慢哈，去相信上帝已经应许给我们的话，我们相信的真的很慢。
And even though Jesus, it says he stood among them, he took his place in the center again.
所以，即使耶稣直接站在他们当中啊。
It isn't as though he appeared, at the far end of the room.
他并不是说呢，一群人坐这儿啊，耶稣远远的在那个屋角里面显现啊。
He took the place he always occupied.
他坐在一个他原来一直坐的那个位置上，因为他本来就应该是在当中的那一个位置。
It's been said that the only time that Jesus was not in the middle of every gathering was when he took a little child and put a little child in the middle and said, use him as an object lesson, and said that unless you become like a little child and receive the kingdom of God, you cannot receive the kingdom of God.
只有一次的情况，耶稣并不是在门徒们的正中间，就是呢，有一次耶稣找了一个孩，就把边上一个孩子抱在人群当中，他要用他做一个教导的比方，说你们若不回转成这个孩子的样式呢，不能进天国。他只有这么一次哈，其他所有的情形都是耶稣是自己站在当中讲道的。
So he stood among them, right in their midst.
所以耶稣这次显现的时候是就在人这一群门徒的正中间。
But their condition was such that they still had their preconceived ideas. They still had their prejudices. There was still sin within them that blocked out the truth of what was actually of his presence.
但他们依然呢，这群门徒还是在他们原有来的固有的观念、固有的一些想法、偏见的这个左右的下面呢，他们会惊慌和害怕，他们不相信这个事实。
And so they were startled and frightened.
这就是为什么他们惊慌害怕的原因。
They were startled. They were shocked. That the witnesses, the things the witnesses said was actually true. It startled them.
所以他们惊慌的意思是，他们意识到所有见证耶稣复活的这个事实的说的话都是真的。他们看到。
And so that they were frightened because they thought they had seen a ghost.
然后他们害怕的原因呢，他们以为这看见的是鬼啊，是魂。
Some disembodied spirit from another realm of some place.
所以他是觉得是一个离开身体的一个什么魂啊，从其他的什么世界来的一个，他觉得不是耶稣自己啊。
A spirit that they could not relate to.
就是一个灵魂，就是不能够跟他有交流的这个。
And so the Lord, when he at first he comes, he knows their condition. And he says, "Peace be to you."
所以耶稣呢，当他来的时候，他知道门徒们是这么个情况，所以他就会说呢，愿你们平安。
He quiets their fears. He answers the problems even before they come.
所以他安慰他们，让他们安静。所以他回答我们的困难麻烦，甚至在我们还有之前，他就先回答。他先说愿你们平安。
And then he asks them some questions.
然后他就问他们一些问题。
Why are you troubled?
你们为什么愁烦呢？
You remember when the Lord Jesus was in the upper room, he told his disciples he was going away. And they were upset about this. They didn't understand it.
所以当耶稣在那楼上的时候，他告诉门徒们我会离开哈。然后他的门徒们都很忧伤，都不相信。
And he had told them on that occasion in the same room, "Don't let your hearts be troubled."
也是在同样的这个房间里啊，在那个时候，那是在耶稣受难之前，他说：“你们的心也不要愁烦。”
He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me."
他说：“你们相信神呢，也要相信我。”
He said, "I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare a place for you."
说我要去呢，去为你们预备一个地方。
And then he says, "I will come again and receive you to myself."
他说我要再回来，要把你们接到我那里去。
Well, here he's come again, hasn't he?
现在他来了，对不对？
Not yet to receive him to himself. That's yet future.
还没有把他们接到耶稣那里去，那是要未来要发生的事。
His purpose now is to prepare the disciples for this age in which we're still living.
他的来是要给门徒们做预备好之后他们这几十年要地上要过的生活。
And now, not only must he, must he calm their fears, but he must give them the confidence that of his bodily presence, that nothing has changed.
他们不但要拿走他们的忧虑，他也要给门徒们这样的信心，来度过地上的日子，剩下的日子。
There are some things that have changed.
因为有些事情已经发生变化了。
His condition, for one thing.
他自己的状态，比如耶稣自己的状态已经变了。
But he was the same Jesus that they knew they had known before.
但他是同样的那个耶稣，和他们以前认识的耶稣是一样的。
So in verse 38, he said to them, why are you troubled and why do doubts rise in your mind?
38节耶稣说你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？
Rather than accept him as he is, they're doubting. Their minds are clouded with doubts.
所以不是按照他们所看见的去接受耶稣，他们的心里满了疑惑。
So now he's going to confirm to them that it is actually him in bodily form.
所以耶稣要开始要安慰证明他们，他就是那个有身体有肉体的那个一模一样的耶稣。
He says here, first of all, he says, "It is I, myself."
他说是我自己。
Look at.He says, look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself.
他说你看看我的手我的脚，这就是我了，就实在是我。
You see the marks there. He calls attention to the marks of the nails that were in his hands and his feet.
所以他现在给提醒门徒们去关注他手上的钉痕，肋旁的枪伤，他和脚上的钉痕，他去让门徒们看见这些信号记号。
Those features of his sacrifice will never be erased in heaven.
所以这一切，他牺牲的这个记号，永远不会被消除啊，在天上一直还在，今天都还在。
The victory over sin and death are the symbols. Those are the signs of his victory over sin and death.
因为这个是记号，胜过罪和死亡的得胜的记号，是耶稣得胜的记号。
And like many war heroes, they're given medals for bravery or great deeds that they have done. They wear their medals.
所以很多在地上得胜的人呢，比如在战争中。得胜的人他都会有一些奖牌来纪念他得胜的这个功绩。
And those medals are the symbols of the great deeds that they have done.
因为这些奖牌就是他们的记号，他们已经做了那伟大勇敢事情的记号。
In the British Empire, the highest award is the Victoria Cross.
所以在英国呢，最大的这个奖赏就是维多利亚十字勋章。
And it's only given out to those that have done great brave acts.
他只给那一些做了非常勇敢行为的那些士兵。
In the same way, the marks of Calvary are the great marks of a great conqueror.
所以在各个他山上耶稣所留下这个记号就是他得胜的特别大的记号。
And he will wear his medals for all eternity.
他会带着这些记号在永生一直带着，在永恒里。
And so he shows them. They had seen him hanging on the cross, every one of them.
因为耶稣在十字架上的时候他门徒都看见了，所以当耶稣显给他们看的时候他们就认出来。
It was necessary that he would go to the cross.
因为他去十字架是必须的。
And so they saw his, he said, it is I, it's me, see?
所以他给他们看啊，你看这是我啊。
And then so, it's the same, then it, what that proves to them is that he's the same one that they knew before.
所以这个要耶稣要证明给他们看什么呢？他是那个同样的那一个，在之前跟门徒们在一起的那一个耶稣，没有变。他想证明给他们看。
And that is as far as his identity is concerned and his work that he accomplished on the cross.
所以这个是他自己证明自己的身份以及他自己已经在十字架上做的那一切美好的功啊，他只要伸出手来，他就证明了。
But then he further confirms it on the physical level of the body. He says to them, "Touch me, touch. Use the senses." Not only could they see his essential identity as the one that had done that work, but he says, "Touch my body and see."
啊，紧跟着呢，他还用了一个方法，就不单是让他们看哈，他说：“你们来摸我试试，摸摸看看。”所以这是完完全全告诉他们，他是一个。真实一个有形体的人。
In John chapter 20 and verse 27,
约翰福音二十章。
Thomas wasn't there that night.
约翰福音二十章二十七节哈，这里讲到另外一个门徒叫多马，多马那一天呢，刚好不在那里。
He was one disciple that was missing that evening that we're talking about in Luke.
所以他是那个不在刚好不在的那个门徒，在那个路加福音里不在的那个门徒。
And so on another occasion, the Lord Jesus, when he appears to his disciples, Thomas is there.
然后在另外一个场合，当耶稣向他的门徒显现的时候呢，多马也在那里。
And notice in verse 25. We read there, in the last part of the verse.
然后在二十五节呢，我们读后面半段。多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”
He said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it."
他说我总不信。
You read that, eh?
Yeah.
And then, so, then verse 27, when the Lord appears suddenly to him, he says to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
所以二十七节呢，就耶稣来的时候，他就对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，摸，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
So, here is this Ian.Invited his disciples to actually touch him. And what he's doing here, he's not only identifying himself as the person, but he's saying on the physical level, this body that I have is a physical body like yours.
所以他这里就是跟门徒们要证明一件事，他不但是活的一个人啊，他是有形体的人。
But there's a difference.
但还是有个区别。
Obviously there's a difference.
有一些区别。
The door had been closed and he'd come through the wall.
因为区别就是他对他穿墙而过、
yeah.
他没走门过来的。
Notice, it says here, touch me and see, he says in verse 39, a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.
他说呢魂呢是无骨无肉的，你看我是有的。
Now notice he doesn't say flesh and blood. There's no mention of blood there.
你注意他这里没有提到血哈，他没有说无肉无血，他说无骨无肉。
One thing about a mortal, you know, on our physical level, we need blood to transport nutrients and oxygen and so on. It is the transportation system of the body.
一个我们现在这个身体最重要的部分就是血液系统呢。是我们身体里面的运输系统，它要把这个所有的营养运到身体的各个部分。
But Jesus had a resurrected body. It was not just reconstituted in the same form. It was a body that was glorified body.
所以耶稣有一个复活的身体，它不是一个重复原来受难前的耶稣的那样身体，他是有一个荣耀的身体，这个身体里面的是有改变的。
See, it wasn't subject to decay or corruption or death.
他不再受死亡、腐败、腐化这个所影响，他这个不朽了，他已经身体已经不朽。
It was an incorruptible and immortal body.
他是不会再腐烂，不会再是不朽的一个身体。
And he himself at that time was not in the same. He wasn't really. He was in a different world than they were.
所以他其实是在另外一个世界，和门徒不是在一个世界里。
And he was not subject to the same laws that these disciples were.
所以他不再受制于这个门徒以及我们所在的这个世界里的那些律所影响了。
It was a body that.Could be fitted for this environment. He could appear with them.
这个身体呢是可以适应我们现在这个环境啊，因为他可以坐在这里，跟我们在一起。
But it was a body that didn't need a support from this world.
但是呢，这个身体不需要从这个世界来得到它的支持。
It was a glorified body.
因为它是个荣耀的身体。
But to prove that it was a body that.Was still, could be a body that was still perfectly at home in this world. He said, "Have you got anything to eat?"
所以为了证明呢，他这个身体是可以完全在这个地上的，这一个家里，他是一样的这个身体，他就问了他们一个问题，说你们有东西吃吗
？Because they weren't entirely convinced yet.
因为他们还是不是完全100%确认相信啊。
Does that remind you of somebody?We're so slow to believe.
我刚才跟大家讲了，我们真是信得很慢呢。
It says here in verse 40.
这是四十节说。
After he had showed them his hands and feet,
他把手脚给他们看。
They still did not believe it because of joy and amazement.
他们正喜得不敢信，还是不敢相信，但是很高兴的。
Their mood had changed now from being frightened.And they were joyful, they were wonderful, it was the Lord, but they still didn't believe that somehow he was physically there.
他们的情绪已经变了，前面是惊慌害怕，现在真的是高兴了。但是呢，某种程度他们还是不敢相信呢，耶稣这个是原来那个耶稣还是一样的。
So he says, do you have anything here to eat?
所以耶稣就问他们，你们有没有东西吃啊？
So they had some...They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence.
他们便给耶稣一片烧鱼，他接过来就在他们面前吃了。
He physically ate that food.
所以他是有形的吃了这些东西进去。
It wasn't sort of a metaphor.Or an example, or the idea of a metaphor or a figure of speech for fellowship. Because in the future, it talks about, the glorified saints sitting down in the kingdom and eating together.
所以这里并不是一个比喻或者一个象征的意思，这是实实在在发生的事情。所以在未来的圣经后面讲到他会在未来在天上会跟我们坐在一起吃东西。对。
Now I know that this is going to be very very good news to all of you.
所以我知道这是一个非常非常好的消息啊，给我们在座的每一位。
Because I know how much the Chinese people like to get together and have nice big meal together.
因为我知道他知道我们。中国人很喜欢大家一起团聚，一起吃东西。
That's not going to end when we get to heaven.
这个不会结束啊，我们在天上不会说就没有这种场合了，还是一样的。
It's going to be better there, no indigestion. 嗯，
所以会更好啊，会更好。
And so, it's going to continue. So the eating is not just a metaphor for Getting together and so on. It's actually real meals together.
所以吃，在一起吃不是一个比喻，一个象征。即使在天上，我们也是要坐下来一起吃哈，这是一个真实的事情，它不是一个比方。对。
So I know you'd be encouraged. I can see every one of you smiling.
我知道你们听到了这个消息很高兴啊，你们都。
Yes. And so he eats with them. And he ate it. Notice it, what it says there in verse 42. And he ate it in their presence.
所以在42节你注意，43节你注意，他是在他们面前吃了，面前，当他们面吃。
A ghost is not able to eat anything.
因为一个魂，一个鬼魂是不能够吃任何东西的。
I know in some places, I know in Africa and some places, maybe in China too, I don't know, but where they offer food to an idol. And, of course, you never see the idol eat that food, right?
所以在非洲啊，我不知道，中国也有哈，对，非洲有，他们有的时候会把食物敬献给那个偶像，但是你从来没有见过这个食物少了哈，这个偶像从来没有吃过这个东西。
So, the Lord Jesus, though, he ate with them.
所以耶稣跟他们一起吃了这个东西。
Someday, every believer is going to be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All the believers of the Old Testament and the New Testament, all the believers of all time are going to be invited to that great, great supper.
会有一天，所有的信靠神的人啊，无论是旧约还是新约的，都会被邀请去参加羔羊耶稣基督的婚宴啊，那是一个特别大的盛宴。
Aren't the greatest feasts, wedding feasts, usually?
大家你想在一生当中是不是最大的一次盛宴就是婚宴，对不对？人一生的。
I know I've been to some Chinese weddings, and, the first Chinese wedding I went to, I was very hungry.
我曾经去参加过很多中国人的这个婚宴啊，我第一次参加的时候呢，那次恰巧我非常饿。
And all the food was so good.
那个东西可真好吃啊，都好吃。
And, they came around the table to me, I took in lots, and I was eating, I was so hungry.
然后他们把很多的食物端上来，我就一直吃，我真的很饿那次。
But they kept putting more food on it, coming around, and they told me there was, what, 15 courses or something.
然后但他们还一直不停的还在往上端啊，然后我一直吃啊，到后面我知道他们有15道菜啊。
By the time 9 courses came around, I was so full I could hardly.
吃到第九道菜的时候我已经很撑了。
That meal didn't come with instructions.
对，所以这个没有通知告诉我有这么多的菜。
That was a wedding feast, a real feast.
这就是一个真实的婚礼的大宴。
And someday we will in our glorified bodies, when He comes, and these bodies are changed, we're going to be like Him, and forever.
那么会有一天呢，我们也会跟耶稣一样啊，我们的身体也会改变，也会有一个这样新的身体。那我们也会有一个特别大的盛宴啊，我们也会能够享受这个盛宴。
带着新的身体。
Then in verse 44, he said, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
所以耶稣在44节对他们说呢，这就是我从前与你们同在之时，所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Now notice the phrase there at the beginning of the verse.This is what I told you while I was still with you.
你们注意这个，他这么表述啊，他一开始说，这就是我从前跟你们同在之时所告诉你们的话。
Well, wasn't he still with him? He says, yes, this is what I told you while I was still with you. That means, He's referring to the time when he was before his death.
在这里说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时。这时候就把他们带回到他在死之前与他们同一起在待在一起的时候。
And of course, what he had told them that everything must be fulfilled.
他就说所有的东西都要所有的话都要应验。
But that phrase, he says, while I was still with you, you see, the Lord Jesus is now going to go into heaven soon. He'd no longer be with them. He wouldn't be with them in bodily presence.But he would be with them in spirit. Because he says, later on, he would tell them before he goes to heaven, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So, he's telling them here then in verse 44 and that what he had told them before, he says, everything must be fulfilled.
所以44节他说呢，他之前告诉过他们，就是凡指着我的话，就指着耶稣的话，都必须应验。
He came in time and he came in place.
所以耶稣来的是对的时候，也是对的地点。
He was a true historical figure.
他是一个非常真实的历史上有过的这个人。
There's no doubt about the actual historical presence of God upon the earth.
所以这是完全没有怀疑的，就是耶稣道成肉身来到地上这么一件事情，这在历史上是完全没有怀疑的。
Now everything the scriptures had prophesied concerning him, he had fulfilled.
所以旧约所有指向他的预言，他都全都应验了。
And then in verse 45 it says he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
所以在45节耶稣他就说呢，开了他们的心窍，让他们能够明白圣经。
See, the scripture, the Old Testament scriptures weren't just stories written to people to learn about things. They were also prophetic pictures of this one who had come from heaven.
所以旧约的那些预言，它不止，它旧约那些事情并不只是告诉人们关于神的一些道理啊，它更是写了很多关于耶稣的预言，然后在这个时候呢，耶稣就全部应验了。
And of course, when he talks about the scriptures, he's talking about what we call today the Old Testament, because the New Testament hadn't been written yet.
所以这里他讲到的圣经哈，四十五节讲到的圣经是指着我们这本书的旧约部分，因为在那个时候新约都还没有写下来。
And so he opens their minds, he opens their eyes, their understanding, so they understand the scriptures.
所以四十五节说，耶稣就开了他们的心，让他们能明白圣经，明白旧约的。
Now notice the Old Testament, the Hebrews or the Jews, they had three divisions of the Old Testament. There was the Law of Moses, there were the Prophets, and there were the Psalms.
所以在旧约的部分呢，他这里讲到了有三，他分成了三个部分，摩西的律法，就是五经、先知书和诗篇。
Now Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible.
摩西写了旧约的前五本书五卷书。
And so, I've chosen one event out of each of those books that speak, that actually prophesy concerning the Lord Jesus.
然后呢我呢就挑了这三类型的书当中的一个例子来当中讲到了指着耶稣讲的预言。
That was fulfilled when he came into the world.
然后耶稣来了以后来应验了这个预言。我们今天挑三个例子。
So go to Genesis, first of all, chapter 3 and verse 15.
创世纪三章十五节。
Most of these will be familiar to most.
我们很多人对这个都很熟悉。
Genesis 3:15.
第一卷书 圣经的旧约第一本书三章十五节。
It's the promise, through judgment on the serpent.
然后这是通过一个对神的审判来表现出来的预言哈。
And the curse that's put upon the serpent and the prophecy of his destruction.
所以这个是给到蛇的这个咒诅。
Notice here in verse 15, he said, God speaking to the Satan who took the form of a serpent.
所以14节讲到上帝对蛇就是撒旦他是取了蛇的形象上帝对他说。
He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
在十五节说呢他说上帝说我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头你要伤她的脚跟。
And so here is a promise right at the very beginning of time.
这是一个预言应许在最初的时候就给出来。
That evil will be destroyed in the end.
那就是恶呢最后要被去除。
That the God's enemy is going to be overcome.
神的敌人最后要被打败。
But it's going to be costly and painful for the seed of the woman.
但这个是需要有代价也是有痛苦的对于女人的后裔来说。
He's here, it says, your offspring and hers, her offspring.
这里讲到呢你的后裔和女人的后裔。
And so we have the two divisions of the human race.
所以我们这里有在人的人类呢就分成两个部分。
We have those that believe God's promises right from the beginning.
那有一部分呢是从一开始就相信神的应许。
And those that refuse to believe and they believe the Satan's lie.
那还有一部分他是拒绝相信神的话他相信撒旦的谎言。
And when the Savior would come as the seed of the woman, because that's what he's called,He's called the seed of the woman.
所以当救世主来就耶稣来的时候呢他被称为女人的后裔。
We read that he was born of a virgin.
我们都知道他是从童女生的怀孕生的。
He's not the seed of the man, he's the seed of the woman.
他不是从男人生的他是女人的后裔。
Normally the man supplies the seed.
一般来说呢在地上是男人提供这个种子哈就是男人的后裔。
But he had no earthly father.
但他没有一个属地的父亲。
We read that the angel said to Mary when she asked the question, how can these things be? The angel said, the power of the Holy One will come over you and you will conceive in your womb.
所以当天使跟玛利亚说的时候玛利亚说怎么会有这种事呢天使说呢神的能力覆庇你临到你的时候呢你就会怀孕生子。
And that as the, God would be his father, but his mother was a human, a daughter of Adam.
上帝会成为他的父亲但是他的母亲呢会是一个女人。是亚当的后裔。
So he could be completely the God-man.
所以他是一个完完全全属神的人。
And as such, he destroyed Satan not through power, but through submitting himself to the death of the cross, going through death, because Satan has the power of death, he went through death, entered Satan's realm, and destroyed him.By rising again from the dead.
所以他打败撒旦并不是通过他的能力去打败他是进到死亡里他经历死亡因为死亡和阴间是属撒旦的他就进到死亡和阴间里然后从那里面复活全然的战胜撒旦他是通过这种方式而不是从外面去摧毁他的。
There are other pictures too of the Lord Jesus in the book of Genesis, a number of them, but we'll move to the book of Exodus now, 12.
我们再往下看一段哈，看出埃及记十二章。
This is very well known to most people is the Passover.
这是非常著名的，对很多人都很清楚的，叫逾越节。
There are too many verses to read in the short time we have.
有太多的经文啊，在我们短期可能来不及看哈。
But the story, and you can read it later. The story goes that God was going to send a destroying angel throughout the land of Egypt.
那上帝呢要差派灭命的天使啊，要在整个埃及地巡行。
And so, in the future, God is going to judge the whole world.
让在未来呢，上帝也要审判全地。
And this world now is really under the judgment of God, waiting the judgment of God.
那这个现在的地面呢，它的确是在神的审判，也在等候神的审判。
But God has a plan to save those who believe.
上帝有一个计划来拯救那些相信的人。
So the children of Israel, they were instructed to take a lamb.
那以色列的民众呢，他们被要求被命令的去取一只羊羔。
One lamb for each household.
每一个家呢取一个羊羔。
And they were to observe that lamb for 4 days.
然后他们需要呢去观察这只羊羔呢四天。
To make sure that there was no blemish, there was no disease, that it was a perfect lamb.
好，确保呢，这个羊羔没有任何的瑕疵，没有任何的疾病，是一个完美的羊羔。
And that's a picture that the world observed the life of the Lord Jesus. And he was seen as perfect. There was no sin in him.
那这个就是一个形象的预表，就是当时耶稣来了以后，整个全地的人，他们也是这么来观察耶稣的，他是全然无瑕的，没有任何罪的。
That was the testimony of his disciples. That was the testimony of the centurion that was there at his death. It was the testimony of the thief upon the cross.
所以对于他的门徒来说，他们门徒也见证了耶稣的无瑕，也那些他身边的强盗也见证了耶稣是好的。那底下的百夫长也说他是个义人，所以这是每个人在那个时代都说，哎，这个是好的，没有瑕疵的羊羔。
And so this lamb was to be taken and it was to be killed, and the blood of the lamb was to be caught in a bowl.
所以这个羊羔呢，我们回到出埃及记，那个羊羔是需要被杀，然后它的血呢要流下来。
And that once they had the blood in the bowl, they were to take a branch of hyssop, dip it in the blood, and outside of their houses, they would paint blood on the lintel, the top of the door, and down each side.
所以他们要把这个血放在盆里以后呢，要用一把牛膝草啊蘸这个血，把这个血涂在门框和门楣上，就两边的门框和顶上的门楣上。
And so the blood of the innocent victim was placed above the door.
所以一个无辜的替罪羊的这个血呢，要涂到家里的这个门上。
And then they were told they must go into their houses and close the door and not come out of that door all night long.
然后呢，以色列人就被要求呢，被上帝告诉他们，你们要进到这个涂好这个血以后呢，进到房子里。不能再出来，就待在房子里。
And so at midnight, the destroying angel would come through the whole land of Egypt.
然后呢，在晚上的时候，半夜的时候呢，整个灭命的天使会来到埃及全地。
And whenever the destroying angel would see the blood on the outside of the door, he would pass over that house.
然后那个任何时候，当灭命天使看见那个血的时候呢？他就会越过这个房子，有血的他就越过去。
And if he came to a house that had no blood on the door, then the angel would go in and the firstborn would be slain.
那个门框门楣上没有血的房子呢，灭命天使会进去，家里头生的就会被杀了。
And so it was the only thing that protected the occupants of that house.Was the blood on the outside of the door? They couldn't see it from the inside, could they?
所以，唯一的保护他们安全的就是 在门框门楣上的那个血，但他们在房间里是看不见的，对不对？
But they could rest in the fact that they know they had believed God and they had carried out His instructions, and then they could be at peace in that house.
但他们要凭着信心，他就可以有安息，有平安。他相信他按照神的话去做了，那他们当天就是平安的。
And that's like a believer in this.Christ was our sacrifice. He was our Passover sacrifice for us.
那就像我们今天的所有的信徒一样，那耶稣是替我们死的那个羔羊。
See, God has a claim on every one of our lives.
然后呢，上帝对我们每一个人的生命呢，他都有主权，因为他救了我们。
And we're all exposed to His judgment because we're all sinners.
我们每一个人呢，都是在信靠他之前都是罪人，我们都是。放在他的审判之下。
But now we can rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. He shed His blood upon the cross, and that blood we don't understand it. We don't see it in a sense. That blood was for God. It was on the outside of the doors. I'm saved by the blood of Christ, but I don't understand that really.
那我们现在呢，可以有安息，是因为我们得着了耶稣的血，他的血替我们遮盖了罪。但是呢，我们也是凭着信心相信的，因为这个血就像当时以色列人那个血是涂在门外的，他在房间里是看不见的。我们也是凭着信心相信耶稣的血是遮盖了我们的罪，因为这个血是付给了上帝足够的赎价。
The scripture says the life is in the blood.
圣经说呢，生命，血是代表生命的。
And the Lord Jesus gave His life for me.
然后耶稣呢，把他的生命给了我们。
And for you.
给了你。
Are you under the blood? Is the question.
那我们是不是在这个血的遮盖下？那是真正的问题。
Are you safe from judgment? Is the question.
那我们是不是能从审判的里面被救出来？这个是问题。
It's very simple, rather, to just believe.In God's Lamb that was slain for us, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
所以这是一个非常简单的方法，就是我们去相信他，相信那个为我们的罪被献上做赎价的基督的血，我们去相信他，我们就得救。
Another, we go to Leviticus. We see another picture there. Leviticus chapter 16. Again, it's the whole chapter.
然后呢，我们再往下看，再翻一章，就是利未记的整个十六章。
It's called the Day of Atonement.
这个呢叫赎罪日，赎罪日。
And the Jews still today they celebrate the Day of Atonement.
那今天的以色列人呢，他今天还是在庆祝这个赎罪日啊，还在。
And there's a picture there again of the Lord Jesus as our substitute.The one who took our place in judgment and died.
那这里又是一个形象的例子，他又是在讲耶稣基督。那耶稣站在我们的位置上，为我们去承担了这个献祭哈。
We won't take time to read it, and I'll just make a couple of brief comments on it.
那我们不会全部的把它读一遍，我们简单的来讲一下。
The priest, the high priest, one day a year would remove his garments of glory and beauty, his outer garments, the beautiful garments.
那大祭司呢，一年一次啊，他需要把他自己那漂亮的这个祭司袍子呢，要脱下来放在一边。
And he'd put on plain white linen garments.
他要穿上呢，非常朴素的白色的细麻衣。
There would be nothing to distinguish him from any of the other priests.
那穿上这个衣服就，他就和其他任何的祭司了，他就没有任何的区别，因为他那个袍子脱掉。
Because on that one day, he is going to make a special sacrifice.
因为在那一个特别的日子呢，他需要献上一个特别的祭。
That sacrifice would be for himself, his own sins, and the sins of the entire nation.
他这样的献祭呢，是为了他自己，也为了整个国家的罪，去献上这个祭。
So the nation might have continued acceptance before God.
然后整个国家呢会在献祭之后呢会继续的被神所接纳。
And so they were to take two goats.
所以他们需要拿两只羊出来。
And of course they were perfect goats.
当然又是很完美的羊好的羊。
There'd be no lameness there. They were perfect.
不是瘸腿不是有病的是好的。
And they were to kill one of the goats. The high priest would kill one of the goats.
然后大祭司呢会杀两个羊当中的一个。
And he'd take the blood of that goat.
他会把这个羊的血呢拿出来。
And he'd carry it into the holy place in the tabernacle.
然后他会
or temple.
他会带到帐会幕或者圣殿的这个圣所里去。
Then he would do something that He only did once a year.
然后他会做一些事情的，一年才做一次的事情。
There was a big, heavy curtain between the holy place and the most holy place.
然后在这个圣殿里面呢，当中有个特别大的幔子，区别开外面的圣所和里面的至圣所。
And then he would open that curtain up, and he would step into the very presence of God.
然后呢，他会把那个幔子呢，打开来，他。进到至圣所，那是上帝的同在的地方。
The curtain was very thick. It was woven like a big, heavy rug. They say as wide as a man's hand.
然后那个幔子如此之厚哈，它是用很厚的这个布置，厚到什么程度？它是一根人的手掌那么厚的一个幔子。
And of course, that God dwelt between the cherubims, these golden cherubims above a mercy golden mercy seat.
那里幔子里面是一个约柜哈，那上面是个施恩座，施恩座上有两个基路伯，那上帝呢就他的宝座就在那里。
And of course, as the priest himself, the high priest was a sinner, he could only come in that one day a year and always with blood, the blood of an innocent sacrifice.
那大祭司他自己也是一个罪人，那所以他。为了自己，为了全国的人呢，他自己每年一次呢，他只能带着血，进到这个幔子里去，来赎全民的罪。
And he would take then, his finger, and he would sprinkle blood seven times before the mercy seat.
所以他要带着血，像在那个施恩座前要弹七次哈。像那个施恩座弹七次。
And the only, that represents, seven always in scripture represents completion or perfection.
那七呢在圣经里总是代表着完全完美。
And that's the only standing that we have before God, it must be, we're standing on the, as it were, the acceptance of the blood of Jesus Christ, the innocent victim.
所以我们在神面前总是要站在一个义的角度啊，那所以这个血呢就替我们赎了罪，那这个血就预表着是耶稣基督的血。
So the blood of the goat then was a picture of the Lord Jesus taking our place.
所以这只羊就是代表着耶稣站在我们的位置上。
And then,After the high priest had sprinkled the blood, he came out of that holy place and outside into the courtyard, and there is another goat. There were two goats, remember?
然后当他把这个血献完以后呢，他出来来到圣殿的当中，我们都记得外面一开始有两只羊，还有一只羊在外面。
And then instructions were given.To a young fit man to lead that goat way far out into the wilderness where it would never ever come back.
然后呢，要选一个人，那他会把这只羊呢，活的羊，就带到很远很远的旷野去，不会再回来的地方，把那个羊放在那儿。
And of course, that pictures that the Lord Jesus took our sins and has borne them.Away that God will never see them again.
然后这个就代表什么呢？耶稣带着我们的罪，去到了一个特别远的地方，上帝永远不会再看见的那个 所以上帝不再看见我们的罪了。
Now a couple more, that's an example of the Lord Jesus that he fulfilled that in the Old Testament. He taught them. When that Bible study that he taught them and opened the their scriptures, they could begin to see Jesus in all the scriptures.
所以我们刚才讲的就是所有的旧约里面的他讲到的这些全部是在讲后面的耶稣。只是呢旧约全是指向未来的一个耶稣。在当时的人他不知道。
Numbers 21 is another picture. We get Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers now.
民数记的21章。再往后翻一卷书叫民数记。
And now this is a very familiar story, the most familiar one that we have in the book of Numbers, about the bronze serpent. And we've talked about this before, and it's familiar to you.
这个非常非常熟的经文就讲铜蛇哈。
And so, we won't read it. We'll pass through right to John chapter 3, where the Lord Jesus refers it to himself.
然后这一段呢也同样在约翰福音的三章讲到了。
John chapter 3.
就民数记的21章讲铜蛇的这个呢就是在约翰福音的三章讲到了一模一样的一段。
And verse 14.
三章的14节。约翰福音三章14节。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
然后摩西在旷野怎样举蛇人子也必照样被举起来叫一切信他的都得永生。
You see, the children of Israel had been complaining, to the Lord, and their complaints were completely unfounded because God had looked after them in this place of no sustenance, for many years.
那以色列的民众呢一直是在旷野里在抱怨啊，各种的抱怨，神没有看顾他们。
And they complained.
对他们一直抱怨。
So God sent these serpents among them, and they bit the people, and they began to die.
然后上帝拆了火蛇进去，咬了这些民众啊，这民众开始要死了。
So they cry out to Moses, to stop for God to take away the serpents.
然后他们就向摩西去抱怨，要摩西帮着他们去能够从这个火蛇的在那里就走出来。
But God didn't take away the serpents.
上帝并没有把火蛇带走。
Instead, what he did was he told Moses to make a picture of an image, rather, of the thing that bit them and put it up on a pole.
所以上帝相反的他没有把火蛇拿走他给了以色列人一个命令让他们去仰望摩西杖上的那个铜蛇。
So that if anyone was bitten by a serpent, all they had to do was look at the serpent and they'd be cured immediately.
所以任何被火蛇咬过的人呢他就要抬头看那个摩西杖上那个蛇那他就被
That was a picture of the Lord Jesus. He was made sin, lifted up on the cross. God put all our sins upon him. He became the serpent, as it were.
所以这就是耶稣基督的预表。他成为那个罪，他就像那个蛇，在那个摩西的杖上。然后我们呢，看他，我们看他，我们就得救了。
And so now, when we feel a need of to be saved from our sins, we look to Jesus who suffered for our sins.
当我们感受到我们里面有罪，我们需要去从神得着救赎的时候，我们就仰头看。
It says there, in verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
这就是三章十四节讲的意思。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Rather than death, it's eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
We have one in Deuteronomy chapter.
我们再往后翻一卷书，看到生命记哈，就是民数记之后，我们这摩西五经里有每一卷，我们都找了一个讲到基督的地方。
I didn't write the reference down, so I'm going to have to look it up here.
我们来查一下。
You know the one? The prophet like unto me?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Deuteronomy. 是一个先知像。
Yeah, there it is. 18:15.
18:15. 对。
This is a brief one.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a break.
生命记18:15也讲到基督啊。
Verse 15, 18:15, is it?
生命记18:15, yes, yes.
Okay.
I read it?
Yeah.
耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我，你们要听从他，这是摩西讲的话。
You know, the Jews, they always said, we're Moses' disciples. Well, what did Moses say?
然后犹太人经常说呢，我们是摩西的门徒啊，那摩西说什么呢？
He says, God is going to raise up a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him.
所以这里说呢，上帝会兴起一个先知像摩西，他说你们要听从他，听从那个先知，就是基督。
So no doubt this was part of the Bible school that those two on the road to Emmaus had.
所以你会想到这个就是一部分在去以马忤斯路上那个圣经学校耶稣给那两个门徒讲的内容。
We could continue through the prophets and through the Psalms and give other examples of where how it speaks about the Lord Jesus, but that's enough for this morning.
但我们也可以继续往下去看后面的先知书、诗歌书讲到这个指向耶稣讲的内容。但我们今天早上就查这一些。
When we come back, we'll for the last hour, we'll look at the briefing that he gives them for their mission ahead.
那我们先休息一下，等我们再回来的时候呢，我们要再看，耶稣，去跟门徒们讲的，他们未来要做的一些事情，耶稣有个讲道。那我们一起来做个祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们灵里的粮食，啊，赐给我们基督，让我们能够靠着得救啊，更赐给我们，在你里面的丰盛。父啊，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感谢，求您不但让我们地上有宝座，更让我们灵里有宝座。感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。